Hi, I'm Sian, one of the news editors at Manx Radio. Now, the Chief Minister says he's encouraged by the Public Service Workforce Report, which shows recruitment is taking place in frontline services. The report is being published on a quarterly basis, with the latest edition out last week. Alfred Cannon joined myself and Ben on Manx Radio Breakfast to discuss its contents. Bye.
Well, I think, first of all, the point about bringing out this quarterly report, which is a new report and which we first published in January this year, was to give everybody, politicians and public, a greater understanding of the size of the public sector and where recruitment was taking place. And you can't escape the facts and the trends that we've seen now, which have been brought out by these two reports, that over the last 4 years or so, the public sector's grown by about 500 people. But the vast majority of that growth has been in the care sector. I think with about 365 people, there's been about 100 people put into education. And as we can see from the detail that you've just talked about there, that some of the nuances in terms of where those staffing vacancies have been filled. So on the one hand, I think what these reports have demonstrated is our clear commitment to frontline services. I think it's dispelled the myths that somehow, you know, central government departments have been running amok with recruitment, because there's no evidence at all from that. But on the other hand, you know, clearly we've added 500 more people to the government payroll. That itself then leads to questions and decisions that are needed in terms of, you know, the specifics around healthcare delivery, education, the growth that we've seen there, but also, you know, what else is government doing then to counterbalance that growth where it's been needed in those frontline services. And we're also taking actions on the other side to make sure that government is operating efficiently, and that we have got indeed recruitment and recruitment and employment controls in place across government to try and stabilise that.
So does that then mean that this growth in frontline services could mean some trimming somewhere else?
I think that's one of the questions that certainly raises itself. We've put in place now, as I say, a recruitment control framework. There's currently 120 roles that are currently being reviewed across government, and we've got the efficiencies programme that we have launched in terms of finding an extra £50 million over the next 5 years to effectively counterbalance some of that cost. But absolutely, I mean, government obviously has to operate efficiently and effectively. And so there's a huge number of questions that can be asked in terms of the operations of government. That's why we've created this new Operations Performance Board. That's why we brought in the two non-executive directors to bring that sort of private sector efficiency input into government. And I think across a number of programs that are now in place, we are bringing a greater level of oversight and control and accountability into the size of the public sector. But, you know, you also have to examine this in the growth areas themselves. In fact, I mean, this morning you were talking about, I heard, you know, the number of missed appointments, for example, 700 or so. Actually, we've been well aware for, you know, a number of years that effectively you take that number, which has been around there or thereabouts for some time, and there's thousands of missed appointments over any given year. So actually, what are we doing about that, and what policies are in place to try and ensure that those missed appointments are reduced? Because as you say, clearly other people are telling us and saying to us they can't actually get in to see doctors when they want to see them. So look, there's a whole raft of questions that are raised from this type of reporting. I think the important thing is we get transparency, and secondly, we then start to get answers and start to drive into the data so that we deliver the services as efficiently and effectively as possible.
Well, looking at some of that data then, compared to this time last year, the public service workforce is up 259 full-time equivalent roles. Of those new positions, essentially, how many of them are actually new roles, and how many of them are filling vacancies?
Yeah, I mean, that level of detail isn't necessarily there in the report. You know, what I can tell you is that, you know, in health and social care, again, where the predominantly most of our recruitment has taken place, there has been a policy to fill permanently positions that have in the past been filled almost on a temporary basis. So there's been a lot of temporary interim appointments in the healthcare sector simply because of turnover. There's been a policy to try and put those into permanent roles. And for example, the other aspect here, 17 new police officers. One, I think, is evidence that we've made significant changes to encourage and attract new recruits into the police force. Secondly, of course, you know, our commitment to security and to keeping the island safe and secure. But in some ways, some of that nuance will be balanced out because there will be a number of leavers over the next two or three years or so that we're aware of within the police force who are naturally coming to the end of their careers. So I think, you know, micro-analysing the data is at times difficult. But I think when you take the overall context, when you start to look at it over the 3, 4, 5 year period, you get a much greater understanding. And it enables us to start to tackle some of the issues then that become apparent.
Now, you mentioned a few moments ago that there are 100 or so civil service jobs that are under review. Does that not create a feeling of unease among the government workforce?
No, I don't think so, because you know what the way the recruitment control framework is working is that effectively if you decide that you're leaving the service, then the requirement is that the department will examine that particular role and will ask itself a number of questions around that role. But basically, do we need to fill that position? Can that job effectively be undertaken in a different way? You know, is there the need to recruit? I don't think so in terms of delivering any sort of uncertainty. I think this is much more about government efficiency. And actually, I think for the civil service, for government, I think it's a level of reassurance that we are looking at ensuring that we're doing and delivering as efficiently and effectively as possible. And that obviously means actually greater benefits for those employed in those areas.
And in terms of those roles that are under review, are they lower paid roles or are they more management type roles?
So they're not frontline roles. I can tell you they're not frontline roles, and they don't fulfill a statutory requirement, i.e. they're not legally required but under statute. So yeah, they could be a variety of roles, depending, you know, we haven't scoped that as to the specific level. So they could be senior managers, they could be more junior staff.
Now, this is a quarterly report, so I'm sure we may very well find ourselves having this conversation again in 3 months' time. What do you hope to see by that next report?
I think it's not necessarily the short term, you know, quarter to quarter, because there will be some variances, right? I mean, it could well be that there could be some shrinkage. Indeed, we've seen some shrinkage in some core government departments over the last quarter. This is about clarity of where the public services recruiting staff, where those trends are, and we can clearly see, as I said, you know, what has happened over the last 4 years, because we've got historical data in this report, you know, and we know, you know, as I said, that actually our fundamental sort of recruitment challenges are in those frontline areas in health and education. I don't expect any significant changes to the way that is performing, but we do have to, you know, as I said, ensure that the overall picture for government is one that demonstrates that we have employment under control, you know, and there are greater questions. If we're adding 500 staff in and all those staff are needed in frontline services and healthcare and education and policing, then clearly on the other side of the balance sheet, if you like, in terms of central government, then we need to ask how we can drive down the numbers and increase efficiency and productivity. And as I've told you, you know, we're doing that through the recruitment control framework, through the efficiencies program, through more oversight from the Operations Performance Board. So that's what we're doing to try and ensure that we are driving this forward efficiently and effectively.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.